This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Which is kind of funny. It's a Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. That's the news. Stephen Colbert has been canceled, but it's not really Stephen Colbert has been canceled. It's The Late Show has been canceled. Tim Graham is joining us on the line. He's the executive editor for the Media Research Center's Newsbusters. Tim, thanks for making the time on a Friday afternoon.
Sure.
So this is big news, but it's one of those kind of things of, did anybody have a heads up that this was coming?
I don't know. You know, sometimes when you think about how he had this supposedly brave speech about how CBS shouldn't have caved in the lawsuit, and then they love this now. The leftists are all like, oh, he's being silenced for being a dissident. It would make you think that he had some idea, but it looks very much like this is an economic sinkhole for CBS. They have 200 employees, this show.
Wow.
And it's apparently they're losing $40 million a year on it.
$40 million?
That's what the reports say. So, yeah, it would make sense to go,
Yeah. I mean,
Let our stations run reruns.
No kidding. I had no idea that the show had that many employees.
Yeah.
I did see some stuff of, you know, because Fox News is always talking about how Greg Gutfeld has the best ratings in late night, which, while I understand that, he's on at 9, they're on at 10:30. So it's not exactly apples to apples, but they talked about the fact that they have, like, a staff of 20, but I had no idea a staff of 200. No wonder you're not making money.
Yes, and it does seem weirder in the central time zone. Out here, it's 10 and 11:30, so they both feel more like late night.
Right.
But, yeah, there's no question. You know, Greg Gutfeld has something unique, and Colbert is like Kimmel, is like John Oliver, is like, you know what I mean? They're all kind of clony.
Do you think these other guys are going to pick up Colbert's audience, or do you think that audience is just going to fade away and go to other stuff?
Well, I mean, sometimes you wonder, Jimmy Kimmel, he should have gone first, because he was the guy that said, if you're a Republican, I don't want you watching my show.
Right.
So, I mean, that's part of the problem, is that, yes, these shows are very narrowly tailored to a half of America at best. So, I mean, I think they all have to look at what they're doing and whether it's still worth it.
Do you think it really says more about how we're watching television today and the fact that that late night audience isn't the must watch TV that you used to have with Carson and Leno and David Letterman and all those folks?
Yes. I mean, I this is one of those things you could take sort of the politics out of it for a second and say, recently we saw this stat where it said, almost half of television viewing now is on streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Broadcast and cable together combined are like the same amount as the people watching on streaming. Now, maybe some people are watching Colbert on streaming, but it just shows you television is just different now.
I'm curious as to where this is going to go for late night TV, where these guys are going to be. Was Colbert the top of Kimmel and Fallon and him? Who was the top rating company or top rated show of all those?
Well, of course, Gutfeld is the number one.
Right, but I mean of those three.
I'm guessing Colbert's number two. You know what's funny, though, is like, again, if you look at the Colbert guest list, there are so many elected Democrats on that show. I said it feels more like Democrat Hour than a comedy hour.
It does.
And of course, we've done the same while studying the jokes that these shows use, and they're just so much more likely to joke about the Republicans, Trump in particular. They don't make fun of Nancy Pelosi or Elizabeth Warren on these shows.
No, it's not equal. That's for sure. And it's one of those kind of, we were talking about it earlier today. It's not even so much that they just pound on Trump all the time. They're not funny. Like, I can appreciate the fact, like Sean Hannity was talking about the other day, I'm the butt of jokes of Jon Stewart and a bunch of these other people, but he goes, I laugh because their jokes are funny. This guy, he's not even funny.
Yeah, I think the exception here is Jimmy Fallon, that even if you don't think he's funny, he's trying to be funny.
Right.
He has more of a we kid because we love sort of sound. It doesn't come across as red hot hate like it does with Kimmel or Colbert.
It's one of those kind of things where you start seeing where they're cutting the entire thing and they're going something different, which makes all of us ask the question, okay, what are you going to put on there? Is this going to be a game show? Like, are we going to have Match Game 72 coming back with Gene Rayburn and they're going to be showing that at 10:30 at night?
Well, they do have a version of Match Game coming back on ABC. Of course, they had a couple of seasons hosted by Alec Baldwin, so they can't use him anymore.
But it was actually a decent show. I watched it enjoyed it.
CBS put on what started as sort of a game show called After Midnight. No, was it After Midnight? Anyway, Taylor Tomlinson, who is produced by Colbert's team, they canceled her show first. That was less of a surprise, because people just weren't watching that. And I think they pitched that at the younger generation. And it didn't click, probably because the younger generation isn't watching broadcast TV. My son is 35, and he's like, I don't watch broadcast TV. I don't listen to radio. Uh-oh.
Hey, tell him never say that again. Well, yeah. So I have three kids, 30, 28, 22. And I would tell you, none of them watch regular broadcast TV. They all stream everything. I mean, we have moved to an on-demand world. Let's be honest. We want to watch what we want, when we want, where we want, how we want. And this appointment TV is not something that we do anymore. I mean, my wife and I even watch, like, I'm one of those crazy people. I like reality TV. So Big Brother's on. So we're watching Big Brother, right? But we don't want to watch the commercials. So we'll wait until the show's been on for a half hour, 45 minutes or so.
Yep.
And then we'll go back and we'll catch up and we'll just stream through it. Boom, 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 and get to it. I mean, American Idol, I tape American Idol and I watch a two-hour show in 20 minutes. It's just kind of where we are. Do you think that's where we're going as a society? We're going to be going to this streaming world?
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely what we do. Yeah, this is what the older generation does. We DVR it and watch it a half an hour later and zip through the commercials.
Yeah. How do you think this cutting of NPR and PBS, how do you think that's going to play out? Or do you think it's going to have an effect at all on how we use media?
I don't think it's going to affect the level of, like, pro-Democrat, anti-Republican bias. I don't think they're going to change. They've been under threat all year, and they never changed. If anything, they doubled down. I don't think that's going to change. Look, they're going to lose something like 15 to 20%. I think a lot of stations are going to lose 15 to 20% of their budget. They're not going to go under, but they're just going to have to run leaner, and they might turn out meaner.
Well, I could see them being angry and trying to get a little more revenge. I mean, if you're cutting that out, it does make perfect sense for them to say, okay, you cut my funding, so if you're going to cut my funding, I'm just going to turn around and run straight at you and not even pretend to cover it up.
Well, and you know, my answer to that, of course, is I listen to National Public Radio in my car like an old person, and it's awful. It's awful now. I mean, it can't really get much worse. I've been at this for 36 years going after PBS and NPR that our tax dollars, conservative tax dollars, are going for us to get kicked in the keister. So that's very exciting that they finally said, let's not do that anymore. That may not be the end of federal funding, but it certainly is the end of federal funding for now. So we'll take that victory. Nobody expects that we're going to be able to make them change, but we are always in there trying to tell people, here's the outrageous thing they did last night.
I mean, it makes perfect sense to say, look, if you're going to go ahead and just attack us and you're going to be one-sided, that's fine. You go ahead and do that. We believe in your right, and we support your right to be able to do that. We're just not going to pay for it.
That's it. That's pretty much it. These networks have all this infrastructure. They have the nicest equipment in radio. In most markets, they're going to have the nicest equipment, the newest equipment, the most state-of-the-art equipment, because they're federally funded. So they're not going to suffer there if they don't have money. They're just going to have trouble probably paying everybody's salary. So we'll see how it turns out for them. I don't expect the product to change much.
Who do you expect to get fired next on late night TV?
Well, of course, I'm rooting for Kimmel. Because he is the nastiest of the ones that are remaining. Seth Meyers probably has lower standards because he's on it even an hour later.
He's cheaper,
I would think.
Yeah.
You know, these guys, funny. I mean, Jon Stewart in his heyday was making like over $30 million a year.
Wow. Phew. You know what? Jon Stewart was funny, though. And I don't agree with his politics, but I thought he was funny. And I appreciated his humor. The one thing I would say about Kimmel is I miss The Man Show. He was actually funny on The Man Show.
Yes. And this is the funny part, is you could tell that Jon Stewart was trying to get funny, because when John Oliver got his own show, not funny. Samantha Bee got her own show, really not funny.
No, that is funny. That is Tim Graham. He's the executive editor of Media Research Center's Newsbusters. Man, we appreciate your time on a Friday afternoon. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Tim. He's watching whatever he wants right now, because we're not paying for it. You got to love that. Hey, we've been talking about the fact Savannah Bananas are in town. Jane just ran out of here, and she is on her way down to go watch that. There's a lot of stuff that you can be a part of this weekend with Savannah Bananas, whether or not you're at the ballpark or not. But we're going to talk with Vicki Bryant. She is the VP of Special Events of the St. Louis Cardinals. She is at the ballpark. She's going to give us a little look-see into what's going on down there. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Talk. It's Mikey Lemus sitting in for Mark Rudin today. Hope you are having a wonderful Friday and your weekend is starting off well. If you're one of those folks who is headed down to the ballpark, Savannah Bananas are playing tonight. Vicki Bryant is the VP of Special Events at the St. Louis Cardinals. She is over at the ballpark right now. Vicki, how are you?
I could not be better. What an exciting night this is.
I hear that the ballpark is already hopping with all kinds of stuff that's going on over there right now.
We've had people outside the ballpark today enjoying the atmosphere since well before noon today.
Wow.
And a great pregame event there before the Peel event over on Ballpark Village. And, you know, we, you know, had over 10,000 people show up just for that, you know, pregame event. And the stadium's rocking. It's just so much fun to see people so excited to be here and a lot of families, kids who are just, you know, beyond excited.
If people are coming down tonight and they've never been to a Savannah's Bananas event, what can they expect tonight? Or tomorrow night, I guess, as the case would be.
Exactly. Well, Banana Ball has different rules. And so, you know, they're playing something similar to baseball. But, for example, if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out. There's no bunting. You get thrown out of the game if you try and bunt. If a player has a walk, the player can take off and try and get as many bases as they can while all nine players, defensive players on the field, have to touch the ball around second base. So, you know, it's just very different and very fun rules and constant activity, constant music going, dancing. It's just a fun, fun night of entertainment.
How did you guys get teamed up with them? Where did this come from to get them down at Busch Stadium?
Well, we've been I've been talking to them for you know, well over a year. They're started visiting some major league ballparks. They went to Fenway. They were in Houston was their first ballpark. So, you know, started having conversations with them and were fortunate enough to be able to book it. And, you know, with the postponement in April, It could have really been unfortunate if we hadn't both had an open time to be able to replay it. So we're just feel so grateful and excited to, you know, welcome so many people here. A lot of people that are here have never been to Busch Stadium.
No way.
They have typically, for their games, over 70% of the people who buy tickets are not from the area that they, you know, from the St. Louis, for example, here, the St. Louis area. So they come in from all over. They fill our hotels. They eat in our restaurants. It's just, you know, it's not only great for Busch Stadium and for the St. Louis Cardinals and for the fans, but it's great for, you know, our hotels and our restaurants and our businesses to really give them, you know, a shot in the arm. And with two nights, it's even better.
I understand when people come down to the game, rather than wear like a Cardinals jersey or something, sometimes fans really get into it and dress kind of crazy. Have you seen any of that so far?
Oh, if you are not dressed and bananas are party animals gear tonight, you like look like the odd man out because they came decked out. And, you know, if they didn't come here with it, they bought it on their way in and they're sporting it and, you know, looking forward to it.
We're talking with Vicki Bryant. She's the VP of Special Events for the St. Louis Cardinals. Tell me about tomorrow. What time do events start tomorrow? And what time do you expect people to start showing up?
I think it'll be the same today. I think probably a few more people will show up early because it's a Saturday. You know, the Before the Peel event starts on Ballpark Village and the Together Credit Union stage area starts at 3:30. If you're coming down here, I would be, if it were me bringing my family down, I am telling my family, come down, you know, get here to 2:30 so you can walk around, get your, you know, swag, you know, and be ready to go and be able to enjoy that event. Because it's really, the players are accessible. They, you know, walk around. They were walking around on Clark Street today and, you know, just really creating an atmosphere that is just, you know, so much fun and just not something you typically see, certainly not in Major League Baseball.
Well, speaking of Major League Baseball and you being the special events coordinator for the Cardinals, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, what kind of special events do we have coming up at Busch Stadium that people need to make sure they've got on their calendars?
Well, this year we had Post Malone and Jelly Roll here.
I was there. It was awesome.
Wasn't that a great show?
Yes.
It was so really a great show. And I'll tell you, both of those guys, I had the privilege of meeting them both. What great, great guys. Jelly Roll is, he walks the talk. He is who you see on TV and on social. And so that was a great event. Unfortunately, we don't have any more concerts this year, but I'm working hard to get some booked for next year.
Well, I loved seeing Kenny Chesney when he was there. That was awesome. We've seen a number of concerts down at Busch Stadium. They're always fun events. One of the things I thought was funny at the Jelly Roll thing that he kept talking about, and I didn't realize, I guess I didn't know where Jelly Roll was from. He talked about coming to Busch Stadium over the years when he was growing up and coming to see Cardinal games there. That was pretty cool.
I didn't realize he was such a huge Cardinals fan. And, you know, when I met him and we had a jersey made for him, and he just made me bust out laughing because, you know, he said, I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm in Busch Stadium. I just can't believe I'm here. This is so cool. You know, the only place I've ever played close to here is over at Pops. So he, very genuine guy, and he was genuinely excited to be here.
You know, doing the concerts and doing the special events like that is really a fun time to get into Busch Stadium and be able to enjoy it. And it gets more folks downtown that they can come plug in and get involved in some different things. Any special events that you have coming up the rest of this season, not necessarily a concert, but maybe a promotion of the ballpark or something that people should put on their calendars?
Well, coming up next Friday, we have Flo Rida is going to be doing a post-game concert.
Woo!
And we had Cole Swindell earlier this year, and it was so much fun. There are VIP tickets available that you can go down on the dirt infield and be up close to Flo Rida. And, you know, there's no extra charge for it. You buy your baseball ticket, that's all included. So I really encourage people to come down. Flo Rida is a lot of fun.
That is going to be fun. Well, Vicki, I appreciate you spending some time, especially last minute, to jump on with us. Good luck tonight. I'm sure it's going to be fun. Tomorrow sounds like 2:30, you say. If people want to get down there with their families, that's the ideal time you think they should make it, right?
That would be my recommendation.
Well, I'll flow with you because I think you know what you're talking about. Vicki Bryant, we appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a great evening.
Vicki is the VP of Special Events for the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, if you're not going down there and you're not going to be a part of Savannah Bananas at Busch Stadium, there are other things around the area that you can get involved in. We're going to talk with Tammy Brown. She's the executive director of the St. Louis Aquarium on the other side about how you can take advantage of all the special things that are going on around St. Louis this weekend. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Thanks for making us a part of your Friday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon. We are trying to connect with Tammy. We should have her on the line here in just a little bit. Sue, what do you have plans for the weekend? What's after you warm up with your pretty pink blanket?
Let's see. I haven't really thought about that. I am going over to your friend and mine. Michael's out of town. It's Jennifer Clement's house tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Tell her I said
and
hello.
I will. And we're going to watch, finally, that documentary that Mariska did on her mother, Jane Mansfield.
Ooh, that will be exciting.
Yeah, so we're going to watch that. And that's all I've got. Otherwise, I have to do yard work like nobody's business.
Well, I will tell you, there is a lot of stuff going on downtown if you want to get involved with it. And we have Tammy Brown, who is on the line with us. She's the executive director of the St. Louis Aquarium. Tammy, thanks for hopping on last minute with us.
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm good. Sounds like you guys down at Union Station have a ton of stuff that is going on that's very banana related.
We absolutely. We are going bananas for the bananas. If
there you go. I've never seen a banana Ferris wheel, but it sounds like I'm about to.
you're about to, if you're around this weekend, absolutely. We'll be lighting the St. Louis Wheel banana yellow all weekend long. And, you know, that's a view you got to see.
200 foot tall. I didn't realize it was that big.
Yes, and a 20-mile view on a beautiful day, so it is really spectacular.
Wow, that is going to be nice. Now, do you have banana fish at the aquarium? I don't even know if that's a thing. I just made it up.
I'm going to have to look into that. I don't think we have any here, but I don't know the answer to the question if there are any.
I don't know. What else is going on down there that is banana-related? Because you got a ton of folks who are going to be here this weekend that we just found out in talking with Vicki Bryant with the Cardinals. Evidently, they said 70% of the people who come to a Savannah Bananas game are not from the area. So they come in from all over to be a part of that, which I thought was really interesting, which means if folks are getting here today, but they're not going to the game tonight, they may want something to do tonight. They're going to want something to do tomorrow. What else do you have going down there? I heard something about a banana freak shake.
Yes, at the soda fountain. So if you love banana, we have We'll Play for Bananas, this banana flavored shake. It's got a banana rim, banana ball themed sugar cookie, Laffy Taffy, baseball gumballs, whipped cream, and of course a cherry. But it is the most amazing looking yellow thing you've ever seen. And you got to eat that with friends, because I've had these freak shakes before, and believe me, it is not for one person.
I see a picture of it, and it looks like it's basically a baseball sitting on top of a big whipped cream shake. It looks delicious.
Absolutely, yeah. And they do just a great job over at that soda fountain. So if you don't like banana, there's other options. But like you said, we got bananas everywhere this weekend. So even if you are coming to the aquarium, and we're making it super simple for you, if you are wearing your Savannah Bananas t-shirt, or frankly, any t-shirt that is yellow, anything yellow, on Saturday and Sunday, while supplies last, we will give you a free aquarium t-shirt.
Oh, that's cool. So you can bring the whole family down. Everybody dresses up in yellow and you get a free t-shirt.
Something for everybody, for sure.
That's going to be awesome. I understand the City Museum is involved in this as well.
Yes, yeah, we're all celebrating because, like you said, 70% of the guests are from out of town. So let's show off the best that St. Louis has. And Union Station, City Museum, you know, we're all part of that. So we're so excited to be welcoming everybody. I think City Museum is doing a discount on admission.
Yeah, I think they've got like $5 off if you do that.
Yeah, if you show a Savannah Bananas ticket, you get that $5 off. So that'll be fun. The St. Louis Wheel, I forgot to mention, not only is it turning itself banana yellow, but again, while supplies last, you can get a free banana plush.
Ooh.
We've got everything, right?
That is adorable.
That sounds like that's something you can hug and warm right here in the studio.
I love that.
I see. That's awesome. So what made you folks think to go ahead and get involved and go bananas this weekend, Tammy?
Well, you know, this is our second go-round. So we tried to do this the first time round that they were here, but it's super wonderful to have them here, you know, in the middle of the summer and it's beautiful weather. We just, again, wanted to make sure that the Savannah Bananas are quite, you know, quite the trend, I guess you could say, quite the team, and so much fun. And we thought, you know, that it's just so much fun, and it appeals to a family audience, which is the same audience that wants to visit the aquarium, you know, the most interactive aquarium in the nation. And so let's do it. Let's go bananas.
Well, I wanted to ask you, after this weekend and kind of going forward for the rest of the summer, what's the big stuff that's going on at the aquarium that people should make sure that they don't miss?
Yeah, we are doing our Summer of the Shark. So through Labor Day,
ooh,
you can come in, yeah, and see panels and learn about American Museum of Natural History exhibit about sharks. But then we have activities, too. You can touch a shark in our Stingray and Shark Touch Pool. You can learn how we take care of sharks. You can see shark feedings. We really want you to get past that natural fear, I think so many people have, of sharks, and really learn how amazing they are and how important they are to our ocean.
Love that.
I think Shark Week is coming up later on this month.
Yeah, it actually launches on Sunday, so rolling right from bananas right into Shark Week.
I do love Shark Week. Have you ever watched Shark Week? It is.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe we should just combine it all and say we're bananas about sharks, right?
Hey, I like where you're going. That's why you're a marketing person.
There you go.
Well, that's Tammy Brown. She's the executive director of the St. Louis Aquarium. Hey, really appreciate you making some time for us last minute. Good luck with everything going on down there this weekend. And I look forward to seeing a lit up yellow Ferris wheel.
Sounds great. Me too.
Thanks for taking the time. There is a lot of stuff that's going on down there this weekend. So even if you're not going to the Savannah Bananas game, there's a lot of stuff that you can get involved with downtown this weekend. Did you hear about the fact? I just saw this story earlier today that evidently 7th Avenue, they are going to expand 7th Avenue to be pedestrian friendly.
Oh,
moving
I
forward.
Did hear this. Yes.
So it is going to extend from Busch Stadium to Washington Avenue. So they're saying from Busch to the Battle Hawks, you're going to be able to walk up and down 7th Avenue. And what did you say that was, Ethan? Like 9 blocks that you counted out?
It's 7th Street, by the way.
7th Street. Sorry, 7th Street.
Yeah, I count. It's technically 7 blocks, but a couple of them are really long. So it probably averages out more so to like 9. But yeah, it's a long stretch for sure.
They're going to put in bike lanes and the whole 9. That's what I heard.
Yeah, they were talking about that. I think I saw the story on the Post earlier today in talking about that. They voted that through with the city, and they're really trying to make downtown more walkable.
That's great.
And more fan-friendly, if you will. So you've got those Battle Hawks fans that are down there. You've got the Busch Stadium folks. I think they're trying to get the soccer folks. It's a little more of a walk for them. But to get folks down and start enjoying the city a little bit more, and we were talking about earlier, they had the first meeting last night of the new police board.
How did it go?
It sounded like it went really well from what Jane was saying, and she's obviously pretty plugged into that.
Yeah.
So the safer that we make the city, it's one thing about being safe, but what are you going to do?
Right.
What? Hey, we've got a safe city now. Well, that's cool. What is there for me to do? So coming down to 7th Street is going to be a way for you to get involved with things, not just show up, go to Busch Stadium, see the game, and go home. There's going to be more things for you to be involved with.
That's pretty cool. I want to go to the Katie's Pizza in Ballpark Village. I haven't done that yet, but every time we walk by.
Divine.
Oh.
It is.
It just looks really fun down there.
When we went down there last year, when we were down for Kenny Chesney, and we went down and ate down at Katie's. It is very good.
Yeah.
It's fun sometimes, even when the Cardinals aren't in town. There's a lot of stuff that's going on around Ballpark Village. Yep. That you can get involved with and go down and hang out. And sometimes I would tell you, if you're not a big crowd person, like I'm not a big crowd person, it's fun to go down there then because you get special treatment.
Yeah.
Because they're not being flooded with people.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, we are going to wrap up the show. We've got our cut of the day that's coming up in just a little bit. So hang tight. If you're on your way down to the stadium, it sounds like there's all kinds of craziness that's going on down there. And I mean that in a good way. That's happening down at Busch Stadium. Savannah Bananas are in town. Busch Stadium's got a lot of stuff. Ballpark Village has got a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on at Union Station. So something for everybody. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in today. It's always fun to come in and do this show on a Friday.
For sure. It's the best day of the week.
It truly is. Yes. I mean, we've had a great roundtable today with Jane Duker here, as always. But State Representative Steve Butts, who, by the way, is running for State Senate. He had a really good quarter, by the way. I like his odds. Also, State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman. I don't know. Has she been on the roundtable before?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, while I've been here.
Oh, okay.
It was good to have her because I don't know that I've never done the roundtable with her before. So that was fun to have her here. That was really fun. Paul Hall always has really good suggestions for stuff. And every time I get the opportunity to fill in on a Friday, you get this long list of stuff that you can start binging.
Yep. And what are you going with?
I don't know. I'm going to sit down and talk with the wife and try to figure out.
You guys can both watch Billy Joel.
I know. I definitely want to watch that.
And that's tonight at 7, but you, obviously it will drop then, but you could watch it live or you can stream at any time. And then part 2 is next Friday.
I started watching Happy Gilmore the other night in preparation for
the classic
for Happy
the new
Gilmore
one
yeah.
coming out.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, I think I might finish that tonight. But we got a late Cardinals game also. They're out in the desert, so it doesn't start until 8:40.
Good.
Think,
so you're going to have some time.
I'm going to have some time, exactly. I might nap when I get home. That way I'm like ready to go for it because I got to do post-game show after. So,
wow.
So it'll be a long night.
So one of my first jobs in radio at KTHS in Berryville, Arkansas, was board hopping Cardinal baseball games.
Oh, my gosh.
And one which came out of KMOX is yeah. where the broadcast originated out of. So back in the 1982 is when I started in radio. Yes, I was 15. But on those West Coast games, 9:05, pregame, 9:20, first pitch.
Yeah, that's
sometimes
brutal.
Sometimes you get done at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord, this is going to be a long night.
When the Cardinals got eliminated in the postseason, the last time they were in it in 2022, I was on the board for the game just down the hall, and we did not, I did not leave until, it was probably 2:30.
Wow.
Because you got to think, they're doing all their wrap-up stuff, yep. and all the fans are calling in, sharing their final thoughts on the season. Oh, that was a long night. That was probably a 15-hour day in the studio.
Sheesh. And some of the post-game stuff, you're just like, really? You still want to talk about this?
Oh, that's so funny.
Like,
that's what I think.
It's painful.
Yes.
Like,
I feel like that tends to be a time to get your anger out. Just
let
her loose.
I can see
let
that.
It rip.
Keep your finger on the dump button just in case. Make sure somebody's not going to drop something.
But hey, hopefully we have an opportunity to do that this year, right? I mean, hopefully, you know, I don't know how many people are saying this is going to be a World Series team, but, you know, if you find a way to be in it down the stretch and maybe make things interesting and sneak into the playoffs, boy, would that be a huge win for this season with the expectations going in.
Well, it sounds like from Frank Cusimano's bet is we ain't going to make it. And even if we do, We're not going to make it far.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, I agree with that, but there's a lot of baseball to be played. Who knows what can happen? I mean, we've seen this team look really good at times this year. We've seen them look really bad at times this year. So there's a lot of question marks still, but I'm not ruling anything out, that's for sure.
But, you know, it's one of those kind of things where I'm not a huge, hey, let's talk sports kind of guy. Even though I love sports, I don't necessarily like to talk sports a whole lot. But there is one of those kind of things that I understand the theory that says if you really don't think you have a shot to win it, then cash in and make whatever you can make off of this, because then you've got the opportunity next year to be fully loaded and ready to go. And since I've always felt like, and I don't, again, you know sports, I don't know, but it feels like to me this was a limp through the year kind of year from the beginning, because they knew everything's changing after this year and you're getting a whole new crew of people who are coming in.
It was a figure out what you have kind of year, right?
Yeah.
You know, what they have. Okay, what can you, if the goal, the biggest goal had to be what you have right now, like figuring out for next year,
yeah.
what is going to stick and what is not. So that's part of it, right? And I agree to a certain extent with some of the things that Frank was saying. At the same time, right, and the Blues were in a really similar spot with this past year. No one expected them to go on the run that they did to make the playoffs.
True.
And with how young of a team they had, a lot of people were saying, sell at the deadline, get some young pieces. They didn't do that. They go on a run, and all of a sudden, all of these young players, they have
right.
a taste of it now.
They do.
And now they have something to drive them. And sometimes that's all it takes to really get things going with a young team like this. And I wonder if the Cardinals are thinking in a similar sort of way, to where we have a lot of young guys on this team. Even if we don't trade these guys away, we could get some good return for them. But if we don't trade them away, if it helps us get to the playoffs and you give these guys a taste of it, because some of them haven't experienced the postseason, what does
that
do for you? So it's not as simple as this is the right way, this is the wrong way. I think it's trying to figure out a little bit of the middle.
I kind of look at it a little differently, not necessarily from a sports fan perspective, but so much of this town's identity runs through Busch Stadium. Like, we are such a Cardinal town and always have been for a very long time. And it just feels like people are looking for something and they feel let down that this year it felt like the Cardinals were saying, just like you said, we're going to see what we have. It didn't feel like they were going for the win.
No, they weren't.
So it feels like people are kind of like, man, this kind
of
stinks.
Well, it's shown in attendance, right?
It has.
Mean, they're middle of the pack in attendance. This is a team, a stadium, a city that's expected. It's top three usually every year, and that's with being a mid-level market. But they're showing that they're, you know, kind of average. They're mid-level this year.
Yeah, just show me that you're trying. I think fans are very forgiving if you show me you're trying.
Yeah.
And I think the Blues tried. And I think they felt, I mean, they fired the coach halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a new coach in, and here we go.
It wasn't even halfway. It was even earlier.
Well, that's true. But they made a change that said to the fans, we're not giving up.
Yeah.
Right? We
totally.
Were disappointed by losing. We're going to do something. I'm not calling for Ollie to be fired or anything like that. I'm just saying, from a city perspective, we need that.
Mm-hmm.
We need them to go. I love what's going on with 7th Street. I love that they're trying to doing that, and they're opening up these bike lanes, and it sounds like they're going to try and do more stuff downtown. Give us an opportunity. I feel cautiously optimistic that I told somebody earlier. I feel cautiously optimistic about the city. I actually feel
good.
Better about the city than I have in 10 or 15 years.
I'm excited. I know it's still going to be a ways away, but even the new Millennium Project, right?
Yeah.
And even the announcement for it, right? It gives you this energy of like, okay, kind of like you said, similar to what we were just talking about with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
In a pointed direction to where you're working to make things better.
It feels like we're
trying to
win.
It gives you hope.
Yeah.
It gives you hope.
It feels like we're trying to win, and I'm excited about that. One person who is not really trying to win, it feels like, is Stephen Colbert. And that's why Stephen's show got canceled. But I couldn't believe when we were talking earlier to Tim Graham, and Tim talked about the Colbert show had a staff of 200 people.
Shocking.
I can't imagine. You're a talk show, and you've got to, if you're doing Survivor on an island somewhere, I get it, right? I get 200 people on an island to build sets and all the stuff that goes with it.
200.
You're a talk show, and you have a staff of 200 people, but $40 million a year it costs that show.
Well, yeah, there's your answer.
And you think there's waste in government.
I know.
Yeah, I do.
But I expect that from government,
exactly.
Right? I mean, that's the kind of thing that I expect.
And doesn't that make you think then, okay, how much does it cost to do Fallon? How much does it cost to do Kimmel?
Mm-hmm.
And at what point are those networks going to say, done?
And yeah, I mean, it's one of those kind of things where we've talked about, and he said, more people are streaming now than are watching broadcast TV.
Yep.
So if that's the case, it's really going to change it. But it gets us to our cut of the day.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
So we're going to do kind of a two-for-one today. Rather than just play one, we've got Colbert, and then we've got Scott Jennings. So let's start with Colbert, and then let's roll into Jennings.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And, yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Colbert will forever be known as the person who frittered away David Letterman's legacy, which is something. But may I bring everyone together? I think you're both right. I think your conversation about the television model is correct. I think your points about the conservative, you know, anti-conservative bent is correct. But I would just submit this is not even the most important media story of the day. They're voting right now on the House floor to defund PBS and NPR. And to me, late night shows going away versus what the Republicans are finally doing after all these years, it might actually be a more important story than all the people who are in mourning over Stephen Colbert, which
I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for letting us be a part of your Friday. Enjoy downtown if you're going to Savannah Bananas, but otherwise, we will see you back here on Monday. It's Mike Elamid for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.